is a Fox News alert. Sam Bankman-Fried just sentenced on Lisa Brady. The founder of collapsed cryptocurrency giant FTX gets 25 years in prison, convicted of fraud that cost customers and lenders over $10 billion.
The defense really tried to, again, paint Sam Bankman-Fried as someone who was misunderstood, a math nerd. Sam even got up and spoke himself today. He said, I'm sorry.
But Fox Business's Kelly O'Grady says he did not take responsibility and still plans to appeal. The sentence is about half what prosecutors wanted and much less than the possible maximum. In Georgia, a hearing on motions to dismiss one of the criminal cases against the former president.
A defense attorney for former President Trump is trying to convince a judge to dismiss the Georgia election interference indictment against him on the grounds that his efforts to overturn his defeat in the 2020 election were political speech protected by the First Amendment. But Georgia State University law professor Anthony Christ says Mr. Trump could run into problems if the state can prove what he said revealed or solicited illegal activity.
Fox's Jonathan Sary at the Fulton County Courthouse, where the same judge is allowing the former president and other defendants to appeal a recent decision letting DA Fani Willis stay on the case. Both the current and former president will be in New York today. President Biden attending a record-setting fundraiser with former Presidents Obama and Clinton. Former President Trump plans to attend the wake for a fallen New York City police officer. New York's governor ordering flags to half staff in honor of slain officer Jonathan Diller as mourners gather.
A 10-mile-long thin blue line has been painted on the street. There are blue ribbons and American flags seen throughout the entire community.
Fox's Brian Yenis in Massapequa, Diller's hometown on Long Island. The man accused of killing Diller during a traffic stop remains hospitalized, but is now facing murder, attempted murder, and gun charges. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
Members of Congress pledging support for Taiwan in person.
A bipartisan delegation making the trip to the U.S. ally days after Congress approved $300 million in military aid for Taiwan and $400 million to counter the influence of the Chinese government in the region. Republican Congressman Jack Bergman says the partnership between the U.S. and Taiwan should continue.
This includes a strong Taiwan maritime strategy and how we can work together on shared goals to counter China on their increasingly aggressive actions in the region.
Congress is currently considering a number of bills that would provide billions in military aid to the Indo-Pacific.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. A $95 billion foreign aid package, also including more help for Israel and Ukraine, remains in limbo in Congress. Pope Francis is expected to keep an Easter week tradition, washing the feet of prisoners after Holy Thursday Mass.
Looking healthier than he has for some time, Pope Francis presided over Mass in St. Peter's Basilica.
Ci conduca la vita eterna.
Amen. The 87-year-old has battled with the flu and bronchitis over the winter, skipping his Palm Sunday homily last weekend. He made his address today as planned, warning priests against what he calls spiritual hypocrisy, urging them to show mercy to their flock. Tomorrow night, Pope Francis is due to travel to Rome's Colosseum for the Way of the Cross procession, reenacting Christ's crucifixion. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Recapping the breaking news out of New York City, where a federal judge has just sentenced crypto entrepreneur Sam Bankman-Fried to 25 years in prison for a multi-billion dollar fraud that unraveled with the collapse of FTX. Prosecutors say he misappropriated funds. Bankman-Fried still plans to appeal. Stocks are mixed. The Dow's up 21 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.